you probably don't need a sermon after that, do you? No. It's probably longer than mine anyway. Well, looking at this morning's scripture, what is the message that Paul is trying to put over? He's telling the church of Corinth that love is about action. It's how someone lives for the Lord and lives for others to serve them. It's not just an emotion, but an exercise in building up another, even at the expense of yourself, living for others. Tina Turner sang, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" Well, here are some of the words. "You must understand, though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?" So what's love got to do with it? For me, this song is a great illustration of the scripture that Leah read us this morning. The song is about how there is a difference between infatuation and the deeper feelings that involve commitment and emotional investment. Love is an important part of life and can often be misunderstood. The scripture is often used at weddings, but the depth of meaning within the scripture is often overlooked. Paul wrote this letter because the church at Corinth was in a mess. The congregation were involved in all kinds of sinful behaviour that threatened to ruin the witness of the Church of Jesus Christ. The letter was meant to correct the church and stop them from misbehaving. They were abusing their spiritual gifts, lording their gifts over others and making them feel bad. They were even exercising gifts they didn't have. That's why Paul tells them, "You can strive for greater gifts, but I will show you a still more excellent way." And that is when Paul starts speaking to the church about love and how about love and how to correctly use the gifts that God has given us. Love is the more excellent way. Not the love of romance and infatuation, but agape love. Self-sacrificing love, a love that is behind all actions and puts others first. This is the love that God showed to us by sending his son Jesus to die for us in order to restore our relationship with God. This agape love is the love that motivates people to give their lives up to save others. The same love that motivates people to live their lives for others. It's not there in the warm, fuzzy feelings experienced by a couple who are infatuated with each other. It is the love that allows two people to remain married for many years, long after the infatuation has worn off. Paul tells the Corinthians that love is essential, effective, and eternal. Essential because anything we do, no matter how heroic or fantastic, needs to be motivated by love. This is about actions for the benefit of others and not ourselves. Otherwise, it's meaningless, like the clashing of the cymbals. Perhaps we sometimes need to think about why we are doing something. Is it because we're getting something out of it, or because we genuinely wish to serve in that way? Is what we do motivated by love? And what about love has to be effective? Am I patient? Probably not. Am I kind? Do I envy? Do I boast? Am I conceited? Are our actions motivated by love? And love is eternal. Paul explains that all the gifts will end. Time is a progression, and at some point we'll come to an end. But our choices, specifically those motivated by love, will follow us into eternity. Paul is telling the Corinthians to grow up, stop acting like children. Romans 8 tells us nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we are to love others as God loves us. The love of God is an action, not just an affectionate feeling. A love which is essential to the life of Christians, effective for promoting the fruits of the Spirit and pointing the world back to Jesus. This love is eternal and lasts longer than this world because we carry this love with us into eternity. This is the kind of love that each one of us is called to practice in our daily lives, love in action. And I quote the words of John Knox, "For your faith to be credible, it needs to be visible as well as audible." For your faith to be credible, it needs to be visible as well as audible. Love in action, motivated by love. And what about that song, "I Want to Know What Love Is"? "I want you to show me, I've got nowhere else to hide. It looks like love has finally found me." So if you want to know what love is, read Psalm 139. We can't hide from God. 139 tells us that God knew us before we were born and loved us then and loves us now. And in the words of the song that was played at Jean's funeral recently, "To know you is to love you, and I do." And I think that's a clear message from God. To know you is to love you, and I do. Amen.